The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. So we mentioned, we'll get back to the Giant calls here in a second. And unfortunately, we're not going to have Illuminor today. He had some kind of event, so he's going to do it tomorrow. Hoff, right? Tomorrow we can promote that Illuminor is going to be on?
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay, so he should be with us tomorrow. Not today. That'll be fun to talk to him. And then, you know, see what happens there, obviously, next week with the bye week. But anyway, BT, we mentioned the Gruden aspect. Giannotti brought this up weeks ago. It's a name that, honestly, I didn't even think about, but it's the perfect fit. And then Boomer today confirmed the interest that Gruden would have in returning to be a head coach in the NFL. Not a shock, but Boomer at least confirmed that. And the more important part to this was that Boomer said that teams have shown interest in Gruden. Now, he didn't say what teams, but if teams are interested and Gruden is interested, to me, there is no excuse why Woody Johnson should not do whatever it takes to get John Gruden to be the head coach of the NYJ.
Top of the list. I'm interested. When you look at the names that I think will either be recycled or thoroughly looked at, you know, Rex's name is going to be up there. Not interested. I'll take Gruden over Rex every day. I am still interested.
Well, Gruden's a real head coach.
Yeah. I don't think Rex is...
Right.
I don't think he's adaptable to the new NFL. I just don't think. He inherited a good roster. Remember, that was Mancini's team.
Correct.
And did nothing once those guys phased out. It got ugly. He's on TV. He's good. I don't need Rex coaching the Jets.
I will
not
just
interested.
Say that I wanted Rex this year before that Texan game. Instead of Ulbrich, to me, the move would have been bringing in Rex, really shake things up. But beyond that, if you're looking to lay the foundation and start to build a program, he's clearly not the guy.
Not going for him at all. Now, I can't speak to what Woody's going to be interested in. Maybe familiarity's a real asset in this equation. Does he have the appetite, whether it's the Jets or other teams in the NFL, to allow, you know, to bring John Gruden back in? Those emails were ugly, man. Now, I know he's not banned from the NFL, so you literally can hire him, but I think it's, you know, each situation, each market, each owner's tolerance, whatever it might be. I don't think it's a layup that, oh, you know, nine teams are going to be knocking down John Gruden's door. I would definitely make the call. I would hire him. But, you know, Vrabel's got to be on that list. I would still call Belichick just to hear him say no. So I have to live with that question the rest of my life.
He wouldn't just say no.
Yeah, he'd say a whole lot more. Yeah. He'd say, he wouldn't just say no. You're right.
I would not love to hear that.
Oh, God. Now, let's just investigate this. Because when the next coach of the Jets, what are the top three things we're looking for? That's a fairly basic question, but let's get a little more
detail.
Yeah, I would experiences on there, presence.
Yeah.
And presence / discipline. How about that?
I mean, command. Somebody, you know, I guess for me, if you ask me what I'm looking for, is somebody who has been a proven program builder. It doesn't mean you have to have won a Super Bowl. And in this case, obviously, you have one with Gruden, but it doesn't mean you have to have won a Super Bowl, but a proven program builder, a no nonsense leader of a team. And the face of an organization. And I think John Gruden can be that for the Jets. It's what they desperately need.
I think so, too. You know, his run with Tampa was, I think, a little bit overstated. He had a lot of down seasons, man. And the one year that he had a nice up season, which I think was 05, was followed by a couple of years where it went really strongly in the wrong direction. I know he's a film head. I know he evaluates all these quarterbacks. Now, you want to talk about whether it's McShay's report. How many times and I know you've watched it as well, when he was doing the show on ESPN, mm-hmm. John Gruden sitting there splicing up film and, you know, peppering these young quarterback prospects with questions and having them go up on the grease board. And, you know, John Gruden was off a ton in his assessments of quarterbacks. Like, he's telling us, I remember many times, like, this guy's can't miss and he was a scrub. Now he also hit, but I don't think that his quarterback record is flawless. I mean, nobody's as flawless, but I think it's a little overstated. So I don't think he's a home run. I'm going to say that he's not a home run. What are you looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I'm
that's okay.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano there is on the screen there, I guess. Mm. Well, see, I don't think it's a home run either, BT.
I told you about the time I met her in the green room at SNY.
No, Alyssa Milano?
Yeah.
And?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I still had game at
whatever.
That point. I was kind of young.
Why does the show even on in here? Sorry, I got distracted.
That's charmed, right? I was young.
I wasn't trying to bring it on the air. That was me, like, trying to show you, like, without saying it. I was still listening to what you were saying about it.
I don't
think it's a home run either, because as like, we think this out, is it the perfect ideal hire?
No,
but it's the best option, and he checks a lot of the boxes that I would want. Proven winner before, no-nonsense guy, can be the face of the franchise, in control. Like, when Gruden walks in your building, there is no deciphering who's in charge.
I agree.
He's the guy.
He's also proven that he's really good with veteran quarterbacks. Rich Gannon, who won the MVP at the age of 37.
The offense with Rodgers. So it's a good fit with Rodgers here, but also I also trust Gruden to build it beyond just that. Like, I'm looking, if I'm the Jets, I am looking to build a foundation once and for
be
all.
Be nice.
Gruden is the guy that can do that. Now, maybe you could have a nice little combination of both, where you build the foundation and have some success with the veteran quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, and all the talent that they have this year. Like, this team is screaming for a legitimate head coach. Gruden may be the best that's available. Let's see it. And then even if it doesn't work out in the short term, as far as like getting to the Super Bowl, whatever it may be, you hope that he builds the foundation of a successful football team over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have amazing confidence that he would, because his resume is good, but it's spotty enough where I don't know that it's an absolute home run. It's guaranteed a solid double in the gap or off the wall, possibly a triple, and possibly a home run. It's not going to be a pop-up, you know, with the bases juiced and one out into the infield. Like, it's not going to be that, because he's too... And, you know, Ben Johnson, others that could be great or could completely flame out. I
can't do that again.
You can't, Sal. And it's not exactly the same, but I'm going to give you... I'm going to use a word, and I'm going to bring up a situation that I thought was very important. When Steve Cohen bought the Mets... Now, the influx of money, the exact opposite of the Wilpons, like, the Mets fan was beaten down, they were angry, they were also, in spurts, apathetic, a little bit of everything. They were galvanized by that move, because they were like, oh, the prospects of what this guy could represent. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Jet fan right now is at a point where they need to pick me up. Now, you don't do it. You don't hire John Gruden just because he wins the press conference and that Jet fan feels good about themselves for a day. This is, to your point about building something sustainable, which I think he could do, but I know the moment that he shows up, if he's rocking a green tie with that scowl and, you know, just John Gruden being John Gruden, everybody's pumped up to win.
Plus, he's hungry and motivated to prove people wrong. Tony is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, brothers? I know you guys kind of segued already off to Seinfeld, but I did want to just add in two quick points. One, Jerry's list of girlfriends by far surpasses the other list that BT was saying.
You know what that's called, buddy? It's called an opinion. Let's hear your next one.
I'm sharing mine.
I got you.
The second thing I want to say is what makes Seinfeld so great is that every single day I encounter something, mm-hmm. and I go, there's an episode of Seinfeld about this.
Right, it's real life.
Every single day. And you can't say that with 90210.
Well, I'm not going to say that. Yeah. No. You couldn't get a bigger bubble than 90210. You mean, what, a bunch of hedge fund kids who were given millions the day that they were born? And who relates to that? I got you.
It's a nice dream.
Yes.
The second thing was I wanted to say is, Nick, everybody's killing Shane for his presser yesterday. And the issue I have is, what did people want him to do? Did they really want him to throw the quarterback under the bus?
No.
But
it's not. He could have taken accountability and said, you know what?
But then that's admitting that they made a mistake. And I agree with you. Before you kill me, I agree with you that he could come out and go, listen, after the 22 season, we gave this kid a lot of money. It was a mistake. We shouldn't have done it.
But if they do that,
they lose credibility.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That specifically, Tony, and thank you for the call. I'm not talking about saying putting Daniel Jones under the bus specifically. I'm talking about overall. He was defensive. Joe Shane was defensive and was making excuses where, you know, in one possession games, this and that, this is our record. Dude, that may be true. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. So while you can certainly throw out certain metrics that maybe make it seem like it's not as bad as it is, and I don't think it's as, like I keep saying all year long, they're not as bad as their record. However, it's now 10 weeks, and they're 2-8. And the games, while some of them may be competitive, they just don't score the football the way that other teams in the NFL, even the bad teams, do. So it's impossible to watch. And Joe Shane sat there yesterday and made excuse after excuse instead of just saying, look, here's the bottom line. I could give you the stats. I could give you the numbers. I believe we're better than what this record shows. Now it's time for us to start showing it. Whether it's starting after our bye week or in the next year, we've got to be better. And I will make sure that as long as I'm here, that this thing gets turned around, because I don't like the record. Our coach doesn't like the record. Our fans doesn't like the record. Nobody likes where we're at right now. And it's on me to fix it. And I will.
Well, maybe you should be the GM. That was pretty good.
Yeah, really?
I mean, that was good. That was a believable performance. I think Giant fans would rally behind that. You're not wrong. But the difference here, let me ask you a question. So when Dable was hired, we thought the what would eventually be really good. What part of the team?
The offense.
Okay,
right,
they're dead last in points per game.
Yeah, I mean, not
12th or 17th or 20th. They're dead last.
Yeah, and his offense, while I like it because I'm more of a conservative coach, you know, move the chains, drive the football, run the clock. Like, those passes got to be completed from Daniel Jones, and it'll make things look better. But it's not like this innovative, exciting, open offense.
It's not.
Now, I don't care about that because I think his offense can win games with a real quarterback.
Well, what was his offense? Was it some innovative concepts, or was it Josh Allen beat a stud?
Yeah. Well, but
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I think
could be both.
I think you need a quarterback. John is calling. Wait, they don't have one. John is on Long Island. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, John?
Appreciate taking the call. I'll start off first by saying that I am a huge Jet fan, right? So, you know, with the conversation about Rex and Gruden, you know, I think what we're not seeing here, though, is, you know, with the state of the Jets, we may not have a choice, right? Like Ben Johnson, Vrabel, all these other great names, great, you know, coordinators. First off, I don't think we should be taking that chance on a coordinator. But second, right now, we stink, right? We are such a poorly coached team that we may not have an option. So we may need someone who's desperate, like Rex, or like Gruden. I don't think Rex is the answer, but maybe for what we need for the next 2-3 years is someone like Rex.
No.
Mix it up? No?
Nah, not Rex.
I think Gruden would be great. Yeah. I think Gruden would be great, but he may not want to come here. Right? Who realistically wants to come to New York with the state that we're in?
Well, Gruden is desperate, and that's why it's a good match, John, and thank you for the goal. Like, you have no shot at Ben Johnson. There's zero shot. Now, that doesn't mean that Ben Johnson's the savior and the answer, but he's going to be the hottest commodity, clearly, if you're looking for an offensive coordinator, as he was a year ago, turning down certain jobs, in the Washington job in particular. You have no shot at him. You might have a shot, I would think, at Gruden because he's desperate to get back in, and I don't know the other teams that are interested, but this is still New York, and they do have Aaron Rodgers in place, and you have an owner that's going to be willing to spend, like, maybe it is an appealing situation for Gruden, maybe for Cliff Kingsbury, who's trying to get back on. Like, there are going to be options for the Jets. It's not just going to be bottom of the barrel, and I certainly think you'll have better options than bringing back Rex.
Oh, my God. You know, if I mean, our tolerance is quite high based on what we've been through, but if it's Rex and he's just a caricature of himself and half a goof, I have no interest in watching Rex. You know, that's over. Stay on TV, man.
It would be entertaining.
It's over. And not for me. It wouldn't be. Not if you're a fan of the team. Maybe from an outsider. I'm not saying there wouldn't be a lot of talking points. I get that. Number one, do I think Rex would truly elevate the program?
The defense would be better than what
I know
is.
The defense would be better. What would he do for the offense? The answer would be nothing. So until the offense becomes modern and effective and explosive, I'm not interested. Gruden can do that. Rex cannot. Zero interest in Rex.
He does have Rodgers and some weapons
Fantastic.
That he never had when he was here the first
not
time.
Not interested, Sal. Can't do it. I think that is a loser move. It's one thing to recycle like a stud.
How do you think he'd handle?
Rex is half a goof at this point. He just is.
How do you think he'd handle Sauce Gardner?
You know, I get it,
Bill, but
unless he shoves steak down his throat and three protein shakes
might.
A day, it doesn't matter.
Let's go get a GD snack.
That's right, let's get a snack.
ET and Sal, the family.
That's right.
Come back. We'll have a little 3-yard queue as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.